Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter. Being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus answered them, "The kingdom of God is not coming with signs to be observed, nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There,' for behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you." And he said to his disciples, "The days are coming when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. And they will say to you, 'Look here,' or 'Look there.' Do not go out or follow them. For as the lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. Just as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking and marrying and being given in marriage until the day when Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, just as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. But on the day when Lot went out from Sodom, fire and sulfur rained from heaven and destroyed them all. So will it be on the day when the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, let the one who is on the housetop with his goods in the house not come down to take them away. And likewise let the one who is in the field not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life will save it. I tell you, in that night there will be two in one bed, one will be taken and the other left. There will be two women grinding together, one will be taken and the other left." And they said to him, "Where, Lord?" He said to them, "Where the corpse is, there the vultures will gather." This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Jason Schockman from Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in West Salem, Wisconsin.
Grace, mercy, and peace be with you from God our Father, who gives his kingdom to you. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Anytime the Pharisees ask Jesus a question, I immediately brace for impact. For that matter, when the disciples ask Jesus a question, I generally assume they're about to reveal their ignorance. And while the questions that are asked of Jesus today seem innocuous enough, it is apparent that neither the disciples nor the Pharisees understand what Jesus is saying. Jesus' answer, "Where is the kingdom? When is the kingdom going to come?" is simply this: wrong question. I'm already here. The question you should be asking is, how? How is the kingdom coming? This is one of those texts that can be both law and gospel. The kingdom of God is in the midst of you, right now. It can be law, because if you're not looking for Jesus to be the kingdom, if you're looking for the kingdom of God to come as, oh, say, a mighty ruler, as a son of David who would drive the Roman occupation out of your promised land, well, then this answer doesn't make sense. And you're not going to find the kingdom by looking for those cultural signs that a new ruler is taking over. In fact, it won't look like much. In fact, Isaiah said that there would be no beauty in him that we would behold him. But here he is, standing in the midst of the Pharisees, in the midst of the disciples, the very inbreaking kingdom of God, the reign of the Father in the Son of Man. For those of us who believe that this suffering servant is the only Son sent from heaven, well, this declaration of Jesus is wonderful news. But to those Pharisees who were looking for something majestic and royal, the word of Jesus is quite anticlimactic. And we are not inclined to believe that they received it as the good news of the physical presence of God in the midst of man. So, where do we see the kingdom? Jesus said pretty plainly, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation." We find the kingdom of God in the suffering, death, and resurrection of Christ. We find the kingdom of God as Christ continues to come to us. We find that we are a part of the kingdom now as the Holy Spirit, through His Word, reveals Jesus to us. In fact, we receive the very kingdom of God over lips and tongue as the bread and wine, the body and blood of Christ are given for the forgiveness of your sin, for life and salvation. The kingdom of God is in the midst of you right now. I pray that kingdom would dwell so richly in you that every bit of life would be but an anticipation of the kingdom that is yet to come. This is the kingdom of God, the reign of God for you in Christ, who suffered once for the sins of many, that you might be forgiven. The kingdom of God always comes from outside of us. It always comes through the person and the work of Jesus Christ, who gives us the tangible, touchable means of His kingdom in word and sacrament. And we receive them by faith that His kingdom is for us. And now may this peace that passes understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
We thank Pastor Jason Schockman from Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in West Salem, Wisconsin, for today's meditation on God's Word.